Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier this morning, Thursday. It is on the record and my name's Lawrence Drown. Right now we're talking with the Department of Health. In Australia, WA has the largest proportion of people born overseas, making it the most culturally diverse state in the nation. This means WA is home to people and groups from a range of culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. These groups will often experience a number of unique barriers when accessing health services and resources. Today we're joined by Ruth Lopez from the Cultural Diversity Unit at the Department of Health to talk about these barriers and the idea of health equity. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And thank you for being with us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your work with the Cultural Diversity Unit?
Sure. I am a senior policy officer and I manage the Cultural Diversity Unit. I've been doing this job for quite a time. And what we do is we develop policies, programs, and services that provide better access to healthcare for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. We also provide advice to others within the WA health system and contribute to building a culturally competent workforce. So we all aim or we all seek to reduce health inequities or inequities in health outcomes and better access to care for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. And in my spare time, I volunteer with the Ethnic Disability Advocacy Center, an organization that works with people with disability from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and the Conveners for Filipino Interests, a close-knit group of Filipino Australians who promote the sharing of migrant stories.
Okay, so it all sounds like it's coming together with quite a ubiquitous mission that you're flowing onto, which might work with what does the term health equity actually refer to?
Well, health equity is about everyone having the right and the opportunity to enjoy the best health possible, and that no one should be disadvantaged from attaining this. And when I say everyone, this includes people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, particularly the newly arrived migrants, refugees, people with disability, LGBTI+, women, young people, and seniors.
Okay, very interesting. What are some common issues that people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds may face when trying to access health services?
The main barriers really are culturally and linguistically related. So people who are from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds may have different understandings of what health services are, because the health service in Australia might be different from where they have come from. So they might not know how to access, how to navigate the health system, and would delay seeing a health professional because of that. And then they wouldn't, and when they're critical, that's when they access the service. A stigma that might be attached to their health issue might stop them from accessing the service. On the flip side of it, there could be a lack of culturally sensitive health service, and that people might not understand what the health service provides and they won't access the service. And health services not having a connection to the local communities surrounding them could also be a barrier. Non-use of interpreting services so that the health services could more effectively speak to their consumers or patients that might access the health care could also be a barrier.
Wow, so there's some really seriously wide-reaching issues that can be seen commonly throughout the community. What are some of the equity and diversity strategies WA Health have put into place to respond to these issues?
Oh, there are a few. The Department of Health actually is in the process of developing a multicultural plan as a response to the statewide multicultural policy framework that was endorsed by Cabinet in February this year. So in the plan, it includes how to make the workforce more culturally competent and more diverse. It also includes celebrating community events, so say Harmony Week in March, for example, it puts in place the need for language services and informing or raising the skills of our workforce so that they're able to work with interpreters when they're talking to someone who's not proficient in English. Now, all of these are in place already, but having the plan actually collates all of these initiatives and puts them together in one place and will require us to report on achieving these initiatives.
Yeah, it sounds like a great start to putting it into place. What are some of the major benefits the community receives from having a diverse and culturally competent workforce?
Well, having a diverse workforce means having a workforce that represents people from different backgrounds at all levels. It also means reflecting the diversity of the community we serve. And when community members see someone who looks like them or speaks their language, then the service immediately becomes very welcoming. And it also means that when you add cultural competency or a cultural competent workforce to it, then we are on our way to better healthcare, because cultural competency means the health professionals are aware of their own points of view, of their own way of viewing the world, and that they're aware that they are not going to impose that on their patients, but will actually acknowledge the difference that their culture might have on that interaction with a patient, and that they know how to actually assist the patient to empower them so that they can make decisions for their own health care.
Well, I can definitely see how that would definitely assist in the accessibility of all healthcare and make it definitely more welcoming for these international arrivals into Western Australia. What are some of the multicultural resources available for health professionals in Western Australia right now?
Well, we do have in the Department of Health web pages, it hosts a number of multilingual resources that talks about a number of illnesses in different languages, and also talks about how we can work more sensitively with other cultures. Other parts within the health system are developing resources about domestic violence, for example, in culturally and linguistically diverse communities, and how we can, how health professionals can work more culturally and culturally sensitive on this issue. We also, in my unit, we develop a language services e-learning module, which informs health professionals about how to work with interpreters and so that they can communicate more effectively with their patients and their clients. And we have also developed a Voices for Health Equity video, which features a number of health professionals and community organizations and service providers, and they talk about what and how they view health equity for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
Amazing. So there's so much on offer to help multicultural health equity. And of course, like we were saying just before, there's so many community benefits to it. Thanks so much for giving up your time today to speak to us about health equity this morning, Ruth.
It's my pleasure, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
Right there from the Department of Health, we were talking with Ruth Lopez all about the Multicultural Diversity Unit in the Department of Health, talking about the multicultural health equity and how it supports the workforce and a multicultural workforce. And as we learned, WA actually has the largest proportion of people born overseas in Australia, making it the most culturally diverse state in the nation. And so much comes along with that. So much arises that you have to cater for in the accessibility and making healthcare more welcoming. And there's also so many different techniques and places you can go for help. You can head to the Healthy WA website to learn more and what you can be doing to support the health equity in Western Australia also.